Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Jeff Nowak for another half an hour. Unless you're on Jeff's computer, then we're here, what, another 45 minutes or something? Your computer's behind?
We don't need to talk about that. No one's interested in why my laptop seems to think it's 7:11 p.m. Right now.
Jimmy, you have been a very patient young man, Jimmy and Gretna. For your patience, welcome to the show, Mike Hoss. You're along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, look, I'll make it quick here. I know you got a lot of good content. I was actually at that Super Bowl, Ray Lewis's last game, I think, when the power went out, Beyonce's halftime show. I was in the bathroom. Power goes out. You know, it wasn't the most ideal situation. A bunch of guys screaming like schoolgirls in the bathroom, and the power's out. But great game. And back to Jeff's point, you know, sometimes you need a little luck. And correct me if I'm wrong here. Maybe I'll ask the computer chip, Charlie. Was it the season the Saints won the Super Bowl? Was that the year that play where I think it was Robert Meacham? You know, it was an interception.
Washington,
the Meacham round.
Redskins, yeah. And he ripped it out and brought it to the house. Was that the same, Mike? Was that
it was week 13, 2009, Saints Washington? Yes.
Yep.
Okay, nothing exemplifies what Jeff's talking about more than that. I mean, of course, yes, Brett Favre made that mistake. And hindsight's 20/20, but he was always doing gunslinging like that, and he won some, lost some. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, it's meant to be, and we're a team of destiny this year. My question to you guys is this. Obviously, all the fans are talking about shortcomings. Maybe we'll be, you know, anywhere from maybe an 8-9, maybe 10-win season. It seems like that's where most fans and prognosticators are, you know, saying for us at best, or whatever happens. You know, everyone's talking about the offensive line being shaky. We're not sure who's going to start, how well Penning will do. Sal DeVary, we're counting on some new guys and this and that, some new spots for guys. But what other spots on the team, what other units are of concern? You know, I want to get your take specifically on the linebacker core. You know, with DeMario still playing at a high level but getting older, P. Werner, pretty good, but has a tendency to get hurt. What do y'all see there? And specifically, what other units besides the offensive line are concerning?
That's a good question. You know, we talked about tight end earlier in the show, and you know, what my concern there is less that, you know, the players on the roster can't get it done, and more so that you just haven't invested enough in the position, and they just have, you know, they've had opportunities to do so. I mean, you're not talking about a first or second round pick. You're talking about a day three pick here, maybe even a fourth round pick on a tight end over the last couple of years, and you'd be feeling a lot differently about the depth of that position. We'll see. Juwan Johnson, if he can play, I like where he is. I think that, you know, last year he was dealing with an injury and that affected him. Hopefully that's not the case this year, and hopefully that connection with Derek Carr can hit earlier than it did later. You know, linebacker I'm not concerned with. I feel like linebacker in a good situation. I think Willie Gay is a good addition.
Yeah, and they use a lot of two linebacker set.
I think they'll do more base. I think that's what Willie Gay allows you to do more so than Zach Bond ever really did. Is I think you're going to be able to get into base more often. And you're going to be a little more flexible. And I think you're going to have sub packages where you have DeMario and Willie, and then nickel packages where you have DeMario and Pete. And there's just going to be a lot more that you're able to do with that flexibility. So I feel like you're in a good position there. I think defensive end, you're in a good position. We talked about this yesterday. If I can get a reasonable amount of production out of two of these three guys, I think you have a good situation at defensive end. And those three guys are Chase Young, Peyton Turner, Isaiah Foskey. I don't need all three. I need two of those three guys to be available for a majority of the season.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't feel great. But
based on past experience,
I think Peyton Turner, you know, you talk about luck, like Peyton Turner, that's the frustrating thing, is I think you have a productive player there if he can ever get on the field for an extended period of time.
We saw it for game one. Last game.
Book end of the season, yeah.
You know, it's that middle part. It's the meat.
Well, it's the opposite of Marcus Davenport, where it's like Marcus Davenport was hurt a lot, but even when he was on the field a lot of the time, you just didn't get that production. Peyton Turner, he's always hurt, but when he's on the field, you can see the production. He's making plays, and you just can't get out there. So between him and Chase Young and then Isaiah Foskey developing, I feel like you're in decent shape there. Defensive tackle, I'm okay with. Cornerback, I'm okay with. I think you're solid on defense. Safety could be an issue.
Safety's a question mark, but that mean it's a, it doesn't mean it's going to be a bad spot. But so, we don't know who that second safety is.
So I look at the offense, and I think running back is actually a bigger concern than it might look on its face, just in the sense of what happens with Alvin Kamara, and if it doesn't go the way you'd hope, which is the Saints and Alvin Kamara can come to some sort of agreement that works for both sides, and it falls apart, then what do you do? And I'm not sure you have the depth behind him to make this offense go, because he's just such an important part of what you need to do on offense. And so that's, you know, and I don't think it's a coincidence that that's the case, and that's why this is the year Alvin is taking his opportunity to play his leverage.
Right. Well, I mean, when he turns 29 July 25th.
Yeah.
So that's my other indicator of always camp. It's always Alvin's birthday. Christian McCaffrey just got huge deal in June. So it's like if you're Alvin, I'm not taking – this is just facts.
Yeah.
If you're Alvin, this is when
this
you
is
do
the time.
Right.
This is the time. Right. And the thing is, the running game is going to be so important for the Saints.
Oh, totally
agree. Like and if you don't have Alvin to kind of make that go – I think you're in trouble. And I think this is such a high pressure season for so many members of this organization that I don't think you can afford that. I don't think you can afford to be without Alvin because of a contract. And if you do, then it changes so much of your decision making in terms of, would you have gone this route if you didn't have Alvin? And I don't know if you would have. So it's I don't know. It's tough.
And it's funny, without getting too complicated, it's not so much about his 2024 salary. It's really kind of the 2025 salary and what you eat if you keep him, what you don't if you don't. I mean, it's you know, I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but it's complicated math.
If you're Alvin, I think your issue is if you get hurt this season, you're stuck without a contract. Really, there's no guarantees beyond this season, essentially, like that they'll keep. And you know, it's just not a good situation to be in for a running back who feels like I feel like I can still produce at a high level, but I have to have a commitment that I can go out there and do that and not, you know, I have an injury and suddenly I'm stuck and I can do nothing. And so I think that would be my guess, and I think that's how it ends up getting resolved, is to me, the situation Alvin's in, which he should understand, like, he's not coming off of elite seasons. He's coming off of two of his worst seasons. And I think he and will ultimately be satisfied with some sort of extended commitment, more guaranteed money of that 25. And if you're the Saints, you should be looking at this and saying, hey, if we can get out of this awkward situation while basically just committing that extra money that's unguaranteed right now, I think you could probably get that done.
Yeah, and I think they will, because I'm curious. I think Alvin has some gas in the tank. I think he's been used. His numbers have not been what they were. Overused in some places, and what I would call like predictable, yeah. Right? And so, I'm anxious, curious, excited to see what Clint Kubiak would do, right? I mean, same thing with Taysom. I mean, you know, it's the newness that excites me, and I hope that he's a part of it and a part of it soon, because, you know, depth-wise there, and I think the running game, because of your tackle situation, has to be better.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it just has to be.
But just to answer the question, you know, what positions are you concerned about outside of the offensive line, which is kind of the obvious answer?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's the biggest position of concern in terms of all the youth on it.
The youth is.
But I do think that the way you're going to run your offense is going to help protect some of those players a little bit. Like Marshall Newhouse talked to Mina Kimes recently, and I thought he laid it out well, which is like, you're not going to be asking them to just straight up pass protect that many times a game. Like that's the biggest difference from what you were doing to what you will be doing, is you're getting them off their spot. You're getting, you know, Deuce talked about this too. Like the number of times you're asking Trevor Penning to just go block someone one-on-one is way down from what it would have been last year. You have to hold up in those reps. Like, so the question isn't, okay, can you block Nick Bosa 20 times one-on-one? It's, okay, can you block Nick Bosa 5 times one-on-one? And can you win 4 of those times? Because you're not going to win every time. There's a reason he gets paid what he gets paid. But can you win some of them? Can you make it so not every single one of those reps is destroying your entire drive? And if you can do that, you're in a decent spot, and that's why it helps protect Trevor Penning, where you're taking advantage of his athleticism, and you're getting him out in space, you're moving the quarterback off his spot, you're getting him out in bootlegs, which eliminates the need for that like pure pass protection. And like, here's the thing. Ryan Ramczyk, you weren't leaving him on an island against J.J. Watt. Remember they played the Texans in week one? You know how many times he was left on an island against J.J. Watt? It was not often. You know, you were finding ways. You were
preseason?
Running. That was week one, Monday Night Football. It was the Will Lutz.
I'm sorry.
The Saints took the lead, yeah. And you were like, oh, yeah, we got this. And then Kenny Stills, I want to say, caught a touchdown from Deshaun Watson like 12 seconds later. And then Will Lutz ended up, I think it was 56, 57-yarder to win it.
Yeah.
But that was a game where it was like, okay, how are you gonna handle J.J. Watt? And the answer was, you're not. You're going to find a way to avoid J.J. Watt. You're going to run the ball the other direction, right? You're going to send help. And that's the thing. You need to be able to do that, but you also need to ask that guy to hold up sometimes. And it's going to be different looks. It's going to be different ways. And so the question isn't, again, can he do it every time? It's can he do it the number of times that you ask him to do it?
And with a rookie on the left side, yeah. Again, it's the one time that either one loses. You're right. They are whoever, tackle, right or left, they're going to lose. What happens on that loss? Is it – Derek Carr's backside, he's taking a hit that maybe his shoulder, and he's got to come out. It's the one time that you do.
It's also tough because a lot of times you would say, okay, we got Trevor over here, he's struggling, we're going to help to that side. Well, what if the rookie's struggling on the left side?
Yeah,
you can't help to both sides, right? But it really limits what you can do on offense
if
you have to help both sides. So that's the question.
And we will send you out as we started when we were talking about the 2009 season, and you just knew in that Washington game that it was magical. For me, it was also Game 6 in Miami. Saints down 24-3, come back to win on the road. Drew, that's when he started taking the football, putting it over the
breeze
goal
leap.
Line from quarterback to the breeze leap. So it was there are things that have to go your way to make it to a Super Bowl. The Saints did.
One more note on that. So I saw some people saying it was Laron Landry that.
Yeah, Laron Landry.
It was Kareem Moore.
All right.
So mark that down in your Saints trivia guide.
All right. I'd already written down Laron Landry. Aren't the texters always right? You got me? What are you doing? You're killing me.
They are until you tell them they're wrong.
I don't like doing that.